From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The leaders of eight major industrial nations wrap up their summit in Italy today with the focus on Africa and development aid. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
After talks on the global economic crisis, trade, and climate change, President Obama and other world leaders will try to honor past pledges of aid to poor countries and approve a new $15 billion agriculture program. At the 2005 G8 summit in Scotland, the rich countries had promised to increase annual aid levels by $50 billion by 2010, half of which was to have gone to Africa. But many NGOs say some countries have gone back on their word, especially this year's host, Italy. Singer campaigner Bob Geldof has dubbed Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi Mr. 3% because Italy has delivered just 3% of promised aid. Joining today's talks are the leaders of Algeria, Angola, Egypt, Ethiopia, Libya, Nigeria, Senegal, and South Africa. They will discuss food security and farming and press for compensation for the ravages of global warming. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, L'Aquila.
After the summit, President Obama is to meet with Pope Benedict at the Vatican. Later today, he'll fly to Ghana, the last stop on his nearly week-long trip. General Motors is expected to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy today with fewer debts and burdensome contracts. The federal government will hold a 61% stake in the new GM. It's completing its reorganization in just 40 days, which impressed George Magliano, the director of automotive research at IHS Global Insight.
I thought the Chrysler bankruptcy proceeding was quick and spectacular, and this exceeds the our wildest expectations.
But Magliano says GM must prove it can beef up its brands and provide products that people want to buy. In about an hour, GM officials are holding a news conference. They're expected to announce the company is eliminating another 4,000 white-collar jobs, including 450 top executive jobs. Senator John Ensign issued a statement through his attorney yesterday that his parents gave his mistress $96,000. He said the check was provided after he had confessed the affair, that his parents wanted to help longtime family friends at a difficult time. Melanie Sloan is the executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. She's calling for a criminal investigation.
We need people to stand in front of a grand jury and answer questions so we get to the bottom of this. How much money was involved? Who paid it? Was it made to avoid reporting requirements?
Ensign's lawyer said that none of the money came from official funds, that the senator has complied with all applicable laws and ethics rules. There was a modest rally on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P rose 3 points to close at 883. The Nasdaq closed at 1752, up 5 points. The Dow added 4 points. This is NPR News. The Washington Post is reporting that AIG is preparing to pay another round of bonuses to top executives worth millions of dollars. Similar bonuses earlier this year prompted national outrage since the company has taken billions of dollars in government bailout money. Company officials say they don't need the government's permission to pay the bonuses since they stem from employment contracts from last year, but they're seeking the blessing of Kenneth Feinberg to head off any public anger. Feinberg was appointed by the administration last month to oversee the compensation of top executives at seven firms that received large federal bailouts. Deposed Honduran President Manuel Zelaya and the man who replaced him are using meetings in Costa Rica to try and resolve the crisis gripping their small Central American nation, NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
Zelaya says he's not negotiating, that he's attending the meeting just to hear how the de facto government will vacate the presidency. The leader of the de facto government, Roberto Micheletti, says what's non-negotiable is Zelaya's return. The intransigence on both sides poses a steep challenge to the mediator, Oscar Arias. He's the president of Costa Rica and winner of the 1987 Nobel Peace Prize. The United States and every other country in the Americas condemned the June 28th coup and demanded Zelaya be reinstated. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
A bull gored a man to death in Pamplona, Italy today on the fourth day of the running of the bulls. The annual event made popular by Ernest Hemingway in The Sun Also Rises. The death brings to 15 the number of deaths since record-keeping began in 1924. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.